We continue with Mishnah Berurah Amud Yomi Hilchos Tzitzis as we finish up Hilchos Tzitzis Simen Chav Dalid Sif Vav says the Mechaber Godel Onesh Hamavatel Mitzvah Tzitzis. There's a tremendous punishment for the one who is Mavatel the Mitzvah Tzitzis. V'alav Ne'amar Lechos B'Knafos Ha'aretz. The pasuk is said about him. Hazar B'Mitzvah Tzitzis Zocha V'Roa Pnei Shechina. Someone who is careful about the mitzvah of tzitzis is zoche to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the appropriate times. The Mishnah Berurah comments on this asif in Shulchan Aruch that it is a mitzvah to make a talis na'ah and tzitzis na'ah, and this is really true about all mitzvahs because of the rule of zeh keli v'amehu that you should make the cheftza of the mitzvahs beautiful as well. However, the Mishnah Berurah adds that it is prohibited to sew psukim into the talis because there's a potential for the bizayon of the Shem Hashem, as maybe the talis will get dragged on the floor and you'll be dragging the Shem Hashem on the floor. This is why many point out that you should not have a baby's bib, which says v'achalta v'savata v'erachta on it, because you're being mevaze the words of the Torah as it gets all dirty and disgusting when the baby eats with it. There are some who say that because of this, one shouldn't even place the bracha sewn into the talis either, Baruchat Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, because the Shem Hashem will be left Bibi Zion, disgusting. This concludes Hilchos Tzitzis. We move on to Hilchos Tefillin, Simen Chaf Hey. Dine Tefillin Bepratas, Sif Aleph, Acha Shalavash Talis Metzuyas, Yaniach Tefillin. After you put on the talis with the tzitzis on it, you should put on Tefillin, Shema'alim Bekodesh. The reason for this order is because a person is supposed to go up in Kedusha. The Berlacha says this refers to the person, that the person is supposed to go up in Kedusha. So you go from Talis, which has less Kedusha, to Tefillin, which has a greater Kedusha because of the Parshios, the cloth, and the Shem Hashem inside of it. If you place the talis bag and the tefillin bag into one larger bag, you need to be careful that the bag of the tefillin should not be higher than the bag of the talis, so you don't come to touch the tefillin bag first, because of the rule of Eim Avirin Ala Mitzvos, even though in general we say Malam Kodesh Eim Aridin, and therefore it's better to put on the talis first and then the tefillin, if you touch the tefillin first, the rule of Eim Avirin Ala Mitzvos, that one is not allowed to pass up a mitzvah that comes to their hand, overpowers the rule of Malam Kodesh Eim Aridin, and we would say once you have touched the tefillin already, you need to put on the tefillin before you put on the talis. So in order to avoid this issue, we say if you're going to have it in the same bag, better to have the talis bag higher than the tefillin bag so that you will always touch the talis bag first. The Mishnah Berurah adds that if you touch the tefillin first, so you're really supposed to put the tefillin on first, and then you know the rule is you're supposed to put talis on first, so you put the tefillin down and you pick up the talis, then it's prohibited to put the talis down and pick up the tefillin, because once you have already been mavir on the mitzvah of tefillin, you now can't be mavir on the mitzvah of tzitzis, which is waiting in your hand. The Bar Halacha quotes from the Magen Avraham, who thinks that this rule that you should, once you touch the tefillin, you need to put on the tefillin first, is only true if you touch the actual tefillin. But if the tefillin are in their own bag and the talis are in their own bag, even if you touch the tefillin bag, it's okay, you can still put on the talis so long as they are in separate bags. However, the Levush, the Bach, and the Taz all disagree and say even if you just touch the bag, it is going to require you to put on the tefillin before the talis. And even in a case where you are sitting in shul, you are in public and you're embarrassed to put on the tefillin before the talis because it looks weird, because everyone knows that you're supposed to be wearing a talis, as everyone around you knows that you normally wear a talis, the Nishmas Adam and the Prima Gadim still say that you cannot put the tefillin down. You need to put the tefillin down before the talis, even though it's embarrassing, because the rule of Eim Avirin Ala Mitzvos is in Iser de Oraisa, and Kavod HaBrios is not Docha de Oraisa, as we saw earlier, unless it is a major embarrassment, unless it is a major need of Kavod HaBrios. And sitting in shul without a talis for that little bit where you'll be wearing the tefillin without the talis is not such a great Kavod HaBrios that we would say it is Docha Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvos. So therefore, even in a public situation, if you touch the tefillin first, you would need to put the tefillin on before the talis. if one does not have enough money to buy tzitzis and tefillin, they should buy tefillin because it has a greater kedusha. If one does not have enough money for the talis or the tefillin, and they are being somech on borrowing someone, that's okay. But if they have enough money for the tefillin and they borrow somebody else's tefillin, that is an issue according to the Bach, because there is a tremendous errors that can occur, as maybe the other person's tefillin does not fit you and you will not be yotzei the mitzvah, and you'll be making a bracha levatala as well. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah says that this rule of being pogei in the tefillin first, requiring you to put on the tefillin, does not only apply when you touch the tefillin itself, and does not only apply when you touch the actual bag, but if it is closer to you than the talis, then you have to put that on first. But it's only true if you're planning on putting on the tefillin. But if you're not planning on putting on the tefillin, you only want to put on the talis for some reason, then the rule of Ein Mavir Olam Mitzvos no longer applies.